All right. We're in for phase two of the zombie.
Will's turning right now.
Excuse me, I'm coming off a sickness and I can't.
What kind of a sickness?
A virus, maybe?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did we do
quarantine?
Did we do?
He changes the subject.
Dead.
He's a zombie.
Dead girl. Have they heard dead girl yet?
I don't know. Someone needs to post it.
We have a couple episodes in the can, folks. So be on the lookout for some dead girl episode.
And it's live part three.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We need to wrap that trilogy up. Yeah. It's ready to go.
Oh, and we also have Ripley part three, which you wouldn't know anything about.
Oh my god! Yeah. See all these things that are out there just waiting.
Loose ends, people. Loose ends.
All right, but today, what are we talking about, Zach?
Today we're talking about we're going back to our original zombie group of movies.
Zombie marathon, if you will.
Zombie. Yeah, that's a better description of it. And this was a movie that I had chosen for my zombie marathon. Dawn of the Dead.
Is there any way I could change the second movie in mine?
Yeah, you're in charge of the zombie marathon. All right, marathon, go ahead. So that's go true. Ahead. You.
That is your marathon.
Yeah, it's all
you can administrate as you see fit.
Because okay. that movie, the second one, the first one was great, Dead Girl. My second one.
You already watched it?
Yeah.
Well, then you can't change it. That's not fair. Okay. We'll get into these administrative rules later.
How about if I get rid of
air
zombie strippers? Can I get rid of that one?
Yeah, I don't care if you get rid of that one.
That's the only one I was looking for. Okay.
Let me reconsider.
Okay. Just kidding.
Let's talk about today's movie.
Today's movie is Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
Zack Snyder.
Yes. You took my one piece of information.
2004.
Oh!
Snagged them both.
Who's Zack Snyder?
It was his first feature film.
Who is Zack Snyder? What
about this?
I didn't know that.
Who is Zack Snyder?
For fuck's sake. He's the director of 300. And Watchmen?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the Watchmen. 300, not so much.
Really?
Hmm.
Dude, this is Sparta and everything?
Yeah, this is a good movie. It was a good bad movie, if you will.
Actually, I did like it when I saw it.
Anyway.
It had no story, but...
This is what started it. Movie this is what started game. Zack Snyder's career.
This
you like my space here? Between Zack Snyder, space, apostrophe S,
career.
this film, he remade Dawn of the Dead, which was from, when was the original?
1978,
80?
I think.
78. Close enough.
Ish, yep.
Yeah. And this movie is, I think that this is like my favorite zombie movie that I've ever seen.
It's really good as far as zombie movies go.
Yeah. But, I mean, I haven't seen a ton of zombie movies, but this was excellent. We had great acting.
What's the setup? It's basically, it's the Dawn of the Dead, right? This is the name of it. So we're going to start off in the morning. We have our little hero, which is Sarah Polley as a nurse, living in her little suburbia perfection land with her boyfriend. What happens? So she wakes up in the morning, and this little neighbor girl who she had met the night before basically shows up.
That was her daughter, wasn't it?
No.
I don't think so.
That was just a neighbor kid.
Yeah, it's just neighbor
she doesn't have a daughter. She's like 20 years old.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was...
Anyway... The neighbor kid shows up, all zombified, basically going shit crazy, and I don't know if it was her husband or her boyfriend, which was it? I don't know.
Her significant other.
They're in bed, basically, and the zombie kid attacks the boyfriend, and the boyfriend gets zombified, and she basically escapes out of the house. Now, what I got to tell you about that is an excellent, excellent setup. The first 10 minutes of this movie is great.
Yeah.
Because you get the whole... You know, juxtaposition with the little girl becomes a zombie. It's all shocking, elegantly done, greatly done, so scary.
Nice setup, perfect. Too, with the, like, everything's calm and normal. They're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. She got off work. There was, like, some sickness at the hospital when she left, but no big deal.
No biggie.
Everything is serious, too. There's not a whiff of any camp in this at all.
No.
This is exactly what happened. Some crazy shit just happened. She gets out. And basically the world is going crazy because zombies are everywhere. And so they eventually make it to a mall. I'm skipping over some parts, but...
She drives around, she gets in a wreck, she meets up with Ving Rhames, who's a cop, and they together meet up with these other people and go to a mall. And that's where they lock themselves in.
And I thought that was a great idea, to go to a mall. The mall would have everything. It would have food, it would have the ability to lock, you basically can lock yourself in for a long period of time. You have clothing, you have food, you have bathrooms, all the necessities for basically withstanding an assault of zombies for a long period of time.
It also has the social commentary of saying the mall, because people go to the mall and buy things like zombies.
Oh, I never thought about that. That's pretty cool.
That's why George Romero's zombie movies are all some kind of social commentary thing that he's making. And that was that one.
Yeah.
So.
What I really liked about this movie is it was kind of in your face from the get-go. It's like, a little girl's a zombie, you know, that was cute and all. She was kind of, you know, not really, you know, spazzing out too much. But the husband, like, came after her. Like, she barely got away. That's what I love about this. It's like, these zombies are not effing around. They're like, I pretty much want to eat you really bad.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not moving slow.
Yeah. That's what I love about this. These zombies are animated. They're like, they still retain their mindless frenzy, but it is a frenzy now. It's not a, I'm going to lumber after you. If you walk really fast, you'll probably get away. If you
push me, I'll probably fall down.
Yeah.
And the makeup on the zombies is pretty spectacular.
Pretty well done, yeah.
Tell me about the archetypes that we get at the mall, because basically the characters we have, you know, the religious policeman, we have kind of the dick guy, we have a soldier, I think there's a soldier with the wife, isn't he a soldier?
Was Jack Weber the...
You have the hero.
Who's the soldier?
I thought the guy with the black guy with the...
No, he was like a criminal, wasn't he?
Bing Rames? Oh, no, the other guy?
Yeah, I thought he was
a criminal. Yeah, he was kind of a gangbanger.
Oh, gangbanger,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's an archetype, because he had, like, a foreign wife. I don't know what...
Yeah, she was, what, Russian?
Yeah. It's like gangbanger with foreign Russian wife who doesn't speak English very well.
Yeah. And we have this touching scene where he talks to Bing Rames, talking about, you know, trying to make things right by this kid.
Oh, that's right. He's trying to pull himself up the bootstraps get out of the gangbanger lifestyle.
Yeah.
But why would he be married, then? Maybe he's not married.
I don't know that he is. So we have cop. We have tough guy cop. We have
Why did I say religious? Was he religious, though?
Not really. He was a little bit religious, but he wasn't, like, all about it.
When they were talking about prayer, didn't he say something?
I can't remember.
Somebody should say something or whatever. Yeah. The one guy that was an organist was gay.
This was the guy that we had asked about in earlier podcasts when we said, is there no atheist? Oh, in the Friday the 13th series. Oh, where's the atheist character? There you go.
Yep.
He's an atheist organist.
Yep.
And he turned out to be sort of a slimeball dick, too, right? Am I combining two characters in this one?
Yeah, there's also the other guy who came in the truckload of
black, new characters. Dark-haired character.
Yeah.
He was like the selfish one later who basically sold him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He seems really gay, but he's not gay, apparently.
Yeah. He's kind of a metrosexual.
He was in something else. He was in The Incredible Hulk. He plays Liv Tyler's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
In that, but he's like a good guy in that. And I was like, sorry, I already saw you in Dawn of the Dead and you're a dick. I don't care if you're the good guy in this movie. All
right, well, I gotta, to bring it to the point of what I want to say about In the Mall at Time, is it gets a little bit boring because they're kind of like stuck there and they're bored. And this, in my opinion, the storyline kind of drags. And to put the tip of the iceberg in that point was we have this great setup of there's a pregnant woman and her husband. And you know that baby and that pregnant woman is zombie baby. And we do get to get the finality of that. The baby does become born. But they could have done so much more with that. It was just like, well, the zombie baby came out and that was pretty much it. They could have had the thing running around. They could have done a lot of stuff with that.
Well, I felt like it was like a waste. Wait. You said earlier there was no ounce of camp in this. That's why you didn't have a zombie baby running around.
They had a zombie baby.
We just watched three movies with basically zombie babies running around. There's nothing you can do with that.
I just felt like it was a wasted opportunity for this crazy situation to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. No, that brought up a good question, because I thought, who would actually go through with the birth and everything, seeing that their wife is completely, or girlfriend is completely zombified? Who would keep that a secret and try to go through that? Why would you cover that up?
What would you do?
Well, if your wife's a zombie, you put her down. I mean,
she wasn't exactly turned, was she?
Yeah. During the birth, she was full out zombie. Oh. You had to restrain her.
Yeah. He had her tied up.
You just hit her out then, man.
Yeah. Or you get somebody else to do it. You say, you have to just, that's the thing with these movies. That's what always happens. Somebody gets bit, they don't tell everybody else, and they fuck it up for everyone. That's always what happens.
Yep.
And it's like, there was another scene where a dad had gotten bit, and he was with his daughter, and they said, we have to kill you.
Yeah.
And he was like, really? And the daughter was like, please don't kill him. My whole family's dead. And they were like, sorry. And the dad was like, rationally, like, yeah, I understand.
I don't want kill me. Zombie.
Yeah. Daughter, I love you. Go away.
But they did bring that to light, because then the decision moment came, because they were going to kill him right then.
Yeah.
And then the heroine, she was like, we can't just kill him. Then, you know, we're just killers. So they waited till he turned and then killed him. Till the moment
he turns to a zombie. Yeah.
Are you talking about this movie?
I think you're talking about a different movie. Yeah. Do you don't remember that?
I remember. Are you talking about the hero got bit?
No. That's the very end. Thanks for giving it away.
Oh, okay.
No, with the people who came in the truck. There was the big, gigantic fat lady who was a zombie already.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
who should have been killed immediately when you see someone that's like, ah, you're like, oh, hey, you brought a zombie in. Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Why was she even treated?
Yeah.
Anyway, you didn't even respond to my point, which they had. My point was they had this opportunity with the zombie baby and they faltered on it. And that's where I started it. That's where, it was a good movie, but I was just like, it did not rise to its potential.
I disagree. Wait.
Now, let me just check. Wait.
Let me just check real fast. Are you being for real right now? Or are you just saying things to like play devil's advocate?
No, I'm saying so the first real, 10 minutes this movie was a kick-ass movie. I was like, holy shit, this is going to be zombies for real. Realistic zombies. To double my point of the same thing. Then we're going to get to the mall. Pretty cool. Interesting characters. We get to this one plot point of this baby arc. And I don't even remember what happens to the baby. They just kill it.
That's like an hour and a half in.
I'm saying wait. It's not a horrible movie. It's just like it could have been better because they could have like really amped it up with what would happen if there was a baby zombie. Like let's play this out realistically.
What would it's a baby. What is it gonna do? Crawl. It can't even crawl. It was just born. All
right. Well, then cut that out. I agree with Bracken. The storyline is stupid. The guy knows his wife is a zombie. He knows there's a zombie coming out of there. Basically, end it.
It's a good point to say why who would do that, but the plot says this guy would because his whole life is. That's why they have that scene with him and Ving Rhames saying, "I'm trying to make my life better with this family." So he put all his eggs in one basket. He doesn't have anything else. He puts it into his wife and kid, and he's got convinced himself, as people will do, that maybe his wife is a zombie, but the baby. You don't know. The baby could be okay.
Okay, can I make another...
So he's waiting.
Can I make another wasted opportunity point? Throughout the course of the film, they basically go to the roof and they see another building across the way and there's like a military nutball type guy who owns a gun shop over across the way and they start making contact with him. They basically, you know, write messages on bulletin boards and hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a promise of like, there's a nut job military guy across the way with these guns. And you think, like, eventually they're going to somehow connect with this dude and do some serious damage with some gun action. But, and yet, that never happens. The guy basically becomes zombified.
I know, they tried to, and it failed. And that's, it's disappointing when that happens, but I like when that happens because it's so unexpected. You're just like, what? Why can't they get together? Why do you have to die? It's so like...
To me, it's a blown opportunity. Maybe that's what would happen in real life, but I wanted to see that guy come out with his guns blazing. At least once. Like, have him die. But...
See, but you're talking about camp again. We got over here to the gun shop. It's Bruce Campbell. What do you know?
I can see your point.
Fuck you, zombies. I'm on fire. I'm running around. Like, that's the kind of shit you're talking about.
That is what I'm talking about. And I can see what you're talking. I can see what you're saying, but I still want it. I don't care. It's a zombie movie. You can't be
People made poor all decisions serious. In this movie that made me mad. But
it Let's hear about them.
The girl who went to save her dog.
Yeah, the fact that
was
mission
fucking
succeeded.
Retarded.
The fact that mission succeeded pissed me off.
Yeah.
Like, they got over there, they made it to the place.
What made me mad is, the girl goes to save her dog, and they go to save her, but they wouldn't do that for the dude who was in the gun shop.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't go over there, it's too risky.
Yeah.
Let's send the dog. Oh, that stupid bitch went over there, risked her life, risked everyone's life to go over there. Oh, let's just risk all of our lives now.
Yeah.
That made me so mad.
It was bullshit.
But hadn't the dog already, like, proved its salt because it had already delivered the goods over to the... So they loved the dog, too. Or was that
But they were going to save the girl because the dog could make it back by itself.
Yeah, the dog was in no danger.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It was that girl's fucking
This is fault. What happens when you watch the movie a month ago and you podcast it a month later.
Yeah, that really pissed me off. It's like, if we're going to be realistic here, you go on a suicide mission, everybody dies.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's what happens.
But, no, they're like, oh, but, you know, they're trying to save the dog. You know, it's a good mission.
Yeah.
We're going to let him come back alive. I'm like, no.
Also, another poor decision I thought is this guy has a complete warehouse full of ammo. He has nothing else to do. Okay, sit on the roof all day long and shoot fucker in the head. Shoot the zombies in the head. What's okay, the let's say there's thousands of them. You've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
You can put off 1,000 rounds in... They were up there for like a month. Why was he not shooting the fuck out of all these zombies?
I have no idea.
Clear the path. Sure, there's more that will come, but they'll slowly get less and less of them. And maybe you can escape. Instead, he's just like, oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's a budgetary concern. When you shoot them, that's more budget.
I did like the whole, they put up a famous person Reynolds. Name, and he takes that.
Yeah, that was, see, that was a part that I liked. But I guess it approaches camp, so you can barely touch the Jay Leno zombie joke.
Yeah.
That's that was a good that joke. I liked it. Because that's probably what would happen. Yeah, that looks like him, blow him away. Yeah.
See, that's the stuff I liked was the section you're talking about where they were doing that was like a 15 to 20 minute section where it was showing they're all bored and they're all hanging out in the mall wasting time. And I thought they did a good job of showing them being bored but not making me bored.
I'm starting to see what you're saying about... I mean, I realize it was a realistic movie. I just don't know if that's the movie I want to see that has zombies in it. I want amp up the irony, amp up the humor a bit. Because if you play it totally realistic, I'm going to feel like I feel now, which is a little disappointed.
Yeah, but if you... I mean, it's not totally realistic. I mean, they build giant bus monster trucks, and they have chainsaws sticking out the side of them. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, true.
Teeth on the truck. I mean, like, they did amp it up pretty hardcore. This is Zack Snyder we're talking about. He went on to make 300, the most amped up movie probably ever to that point. It was just all about killing, so... It wasn't straight up like, this is realistic. Oh, their truck broke down. I mean, like, they were lighting gas canisters and throwing them into the field of zombies and exploding them.
I would bet that in their script writing meetings, like on their whiteboard, it probably said, like, no camp! Exclamation point. As they were writing. What do you think?
I bet. Figuratively speaking, that sounds about right.
Either that or it got edited out. They're like, whoa, who put this 2 seconds of camp here? No.
Well, let me ask you another question. Tell me, okay, we're going to give away the ending.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't really care about the hero. The hero's bit, he has to sacrifice himself, blah, blah, blah.
That was
They make it to a boat. You can come back to that if you later, but I want to get to the very end, the credits.
Yeah.
They make it to the boat. Their plan is to escape on the boat. I think they're going to... This is actually in Milwaukee or something. I think they're going to sail across, like, Michigan, to tell you the truth. If you go back, it's in Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
So I think the boat is on Lake Michigan.
Oh, I thought they were going, like, across the Pacific or something for some reason.
I'm almost sure it's like, Milwaukee, and they're, like, going to some island in, like, Lake Superior or something. Anyway, the point is that I think the movie ends as they're sailing off.
Yeah.
And you see, and then you, through this, like, sort of videotape, like, kind of, like, straight out of Cloverfield, you kind of see what happens in the future, like, when they land, like, this tape kind of is, like, edited, and you just see little glimpses of it, and they make it to the island, and they basically run into more zombies, and that's basically it. It's a totally bleak ending. But what I want to ask you about is, what do you think of that? What seemed to me is, like, they had a lot more, they had some movie to tell. They ran out of money or something, or they just chose to do this last little 5 minutes in this kind of, like, clipped video way. And it, to me, it annoyed me the hell out of me.
Was that after the credits or before?
It was during and then after.
Oh.
I thought it was inspired, actually, is the words I would use.
That annoyed me.
I would say that was inspired. Because you could end it on this note, this happy note with, you have the hero who's like, I'm totally healthy right now. I could have totally lied to you guys and just got on this boat and saved myself. But I'm not going to, because I know I'm bit, and I'm making the right choice, and I'm going to shoot myself right now. You guys go, escape. Boom. That's the end. So there's this happy ending. These people are escaping. They're going to go start a new society, whatever. They're escaping. A hopeful ending.
Right.
Then, through the credits, we start seeing they're, like, running out of food. They're, oh, when are we going to get there? They get there. They get out of the boat. They're walking up. All of a sudden, there's, like, 20 zombies rushing this dock that they're on. And they're all running back to their boat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. And then that's the end. I thought that was a great way to tell it with the camera, to say this is, like, what happens next, and then to leave you going, oh, fuck, the whole world is zombies.
I can respect the idea of crushing your own hope, like, set up some hope at the end of the movie, and then crush it, like, with one fell swoop. I actually appreciate and like that idea. I just think the gimmicky way it's executed with this camera, which I don't even think it connects to. Did they even have a camera earlier in the movie? I don't even know.
They show that they found the camera on the boat because it's that dickhead guy's boat. Yeah. And they show some clips of him that are, they're filming over, that are like him being I'm a pimp. I'm on my boat.
I like that gimmick. I just don't like it here. I like the idea. I just come up with another way of
doing that. I think if they would have done it like the rest of the film, like, standard film style, then it would be way more gimmicky and more annoying. Like, if it was like still, you know, from me as an audience member's point of view, like them talking and being like, we're running out of food, what do we do? Oh, look, we're here. Like, I think that it's more visceral. You feel like you're with them now because you escaped from the island, from the all the zombies, and you're escaping with them, and you have all this hope, and you're like, hey, we made it, there we are, fuck, zombies attacking me, running at the camera. And that's the end. I like that. I think it was a good move.
You're wrong,
move.
But I can understand what you're saying.
You know, that's a good question. If this scenario played out, what would you do if you're in a mall?
Good question.
Would you try to go somewhere? What the fuck would you do?
I think, yeah, I would probably stay in the mall like they were doing, because there really didn't seem like a way out. And it seemed like they were trying to convince Ving Rhames, like, don't go somewhere. Clearly, look at all the zombies outside. Do you think there's anyone else? They would be helping us right now. So, but I could see how boring, how much that would suck. I think I would do probably what they were doing. Find the thing that I like, whether it's playing golf or getting on with some skank that I just met, or what else are people doing? Those are the two things I remember. Watching DVDs, hanging out, shooting zombies. I would be writing on the whiteboard, shoot all the zombies. That's the thing I would be doing. I would be figuring out a plan to try and get the fuck out of there.
Exactly.
Did they ever have a point where they tried to contact other people? Like, they could have got a radio from the electronics store in the mall or something? And
I don't think so. Actually, I would be making a giant slingshot, and I would slingshot that dude food over on his on his roof.
That kind of stuff would be fun to do. Like,
that's a good idea.
I mean, I don't know.
It's not that far. Like, Ving Rhames is a big guy, but he could throw something. Like, wrap it in something that has some weight, like a baseball. I'm sure there's a, like, a sports store in there. Wrap a sandwich around a baseball and throw it. Yeah. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I would be focused on, let's get that guy from that store.
Let's have some tasks. I mean, that's what keeps people alive. That's what makes people have purpose and not get depressed, is tasks that can be completed. So you're like, what is our task? Get him food.
Instead, they're like, we're bored. Let's just go risk our whole life and go find the boat.
Instead, they're like, what do you think we should do, French Lick? And then we were doomed.
Bracken, when you asked that question, the first thing I thought was, just stay in the mall until it plays out. Stay there for as long as you can. But having said that, I think I would get pretty bored, too. And I'd be like, you know what? Get busy living or get busy dying here. Because you're just going to stay there, and eventually they're going to get in somehow, and you're going to die. You might as well take a risk and try to make it to sanctuary on the boat. You might as well eventually take it. But I also agree with what you said, Zach. Like, my first test would be save that dude across the way. Figure out how to get through that. You know, these things are dumb.
We have ropes. We can get a rope over there. We can come across on the rope. Then we can go back and forth getting ammo. There's so much shit you can do.
Yeah.
This is why people love zombie movies, because it's always like, what would you do?
Yeah.
And then it's all apocalyptic, and then you're like, oh, whatever.
And then everyone, it's like people who watch football, and they're like, why did he make that pass like that? You're like, if it was me, I would have done this. Yeah. But in reality, we would all be dead, like, right when it broke out. So it doesn't even matter.
People who watch football. Thanks.
Oh, any sport. There, all how's right. that?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's got to be some way to like start killing zombies, because
that's got to be your main objective.
Yeah.
Because
just kill every zombie.
I mean, there's only a finite number of zombies.
Yep.
They can't reproduce once they're already dead. Maybe there's some pregnant zombies. We'll get those birthed out of the way. Okay. Now we can kill all zombies.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
No, yeah. You can't. There isn't a finite number of zombies. They just keep finding more people and zombifying them. So it's a growing population.
There's a finite number of people.
Maximum 6 billion.
Yeah.
6.5 or whatever it is now.
So that's it.
Oh, let's just kill 6 billion people.
Well, okay. I don't think any zombies are flying in planes over here. So that takes away about 4 billion of them.
Dude, like, I just imagine a zombie movie in China. Way more zombies. Come on.
You'll be so fucked.
Yeah.
Zombie China.
Oh, and it's God. Like, you know, any square foot that you're at, there's like 5 zombies on your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. You'd be so screwed. Yeah. That's a good idea.
And they'd all be adults. There's only like, you know, 1 zombie girl per family. So.
Yeah. So you would have, oh, man. But they wouldn't be as big of zombies.
That's true. They wouldn't be as scary, but they'd be fast.
Yeah, that is true.
I wanted them to refer to them as zombies. They never do that. Like, they never say, hey, that's a zombie.
Yeah, actually, I read the note that they never use the word zombie in the movie. It's only in the credits at the end or on the DVD box or something.
Really?
Yeah, they never say the word zombie.
In my zombie movie, they would. They'd be like, oh, I know what happened to her. She just got to turn into a zombie. Yeah. And then everyone would know how it works.
You know what? That's true. In zombie movies, they don't say, like, hey, there's all this lore about zombies and all these movies about zombies. We know what happened. They're always like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not an alternate universe. It's, like, the normal world.
Yeah.
But they've never heard of the concept of zombies.
They don't know what zombies are in that world.
I never thought of that. That is really interesting. Everything's the same, except in this universe, there are zombies for real, but there's not the concept of zombies for fake, for entertainment value.
So that you would know what a zombie is and what a zombie might do.
It's just like all those. If you have a werewolf movie, they don't know what it is until they see one.
But that's different. That's like, I mean...
Actually, that's not true. American Werewolf in London. No, they don't.
Yeah, they're like...
The guy, they go to the... In American Werewolf in London, the guy gets bit by a werewolf. Nobody knows what a werewolf is. The doctors, the town. It's obvious what he is. No one even thinks of it.
Yeah, but in X-Files, when they had werewolves, they were like, Mulder, nobody believes in werewolves, okay? No. Okay. He's like, okay, well, I'm just saying that.
But some stories
aren't
there.
They usually like, there's a legend of the man that turns into a wolf. Like, yeah, they know about it. Same thing with vampires. They're like, Dracula. People know, even in movies, people know of Dracula.
Yeah. There's just, those,
no,
though,
I
it's
think
the
you're
whole,
wrong.
No, those don't exist, you know.
Yeah.
There's that belief. People hang on to that until they're bitten.
They're dead.
Well, in my movie, they would know what zombies were.
Yeah.
From the stories.
This lumbering undead creature, what should I call it?
If only someone had come up with this before in fiction.
All right. Are we wrapping it up? I have one more question that's kind
yes.
of a broad question.
Okay. It's about broads? That is a non-PC term to use.
What I was trying to get at was, this is a, I don't think a coincidental,
or any kind of word that might sound like that. But.
Okay. So we're doing this series on zombies, and I don't think it's a coincidence that we're doing it, because zombies
because
are
said,
hot.
Let's do it.
As hot as shit right now. They got them everywhere. Zombies, vampires are basically on the zeitgeist right now.
Yeah.
Now tell me why that's happening. I don't care about the vampire. Tell me why the phenomenon of zombies in 2010 has reared its head again. And it started back in way back. This is like a 60-year-old monster. And we're hitting on it again right now. Why?
Well, other than Zombieland, what else has come out that... It's kind
of
on
well,
that
like I'm at the bookstore, for instance, and I'm so there's a book of Jane Austen, Emily Bronte, and it's a zombie version.
Well, I know what you're talking
so
about.
So I'm like, it's everywhere. Like
it's,
here's this classical
Pride
book.
And Prejudice and zombies.
Yeah, and they got another one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's like Pride and Prejudice, and then they add in the zombie chapters. Where there's like you know it's I
it,
don't really
they
know.
They edited the whole
I
book.
Didn't,
to
I
make
didn't
want to
really
to
look.
Where there's a zombie. Attack going on.
It seemed like such a
while
fucking...
While the actions of the book are going on.
Oh my god.
It seemed like such a fucking gimmick that I didn't want to look at it. But then I was like, damn, this shit is everywhere.
World War Z?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no answer for you.
All right. I mean, maybe the vampire one's obvious because now chicks are getting interested because it's more romantic. So
to be a vampire.
You get your chicks interested.
I don't see how they swung that one. Like, so romantic to be a vampire and drink blood.
Well, they had to basically get him away from being evil to being like, struggling to be good. All new vampires now, it's like, we want to fit in. You know, we want to be part of society. We don't want to kill people. We want to drink true blood. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer's Body, another zombie movie out what? Right now.
That's not a zombie?
Oh, that's a vampire.
No, that's neither. She's like a monster.
Creature thing, yeah.
Oh, I thought she was a zombie.
No, she like...
Okay. Come to me She's with these half-baked ideas.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. But I just think we're at the beginning of it. I do think that zombies are on the tongue right now.
I think right now, yeah, they are. I think
Zombieland certainly advanced.
Zombieland is, you know, that's the big Hollywood offering right now.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
If I had to think of a zombie movie that's better than Dawn of the Dead, probably be Zombieland.
Oh, snap.
But you've got to be willing to transition over to humor zombie.
Oh, I can do that.
Which was pretty freaking
funny.
Woody
Harrelson, I could do it.
Oh, yeah.
What's that one other funny zombie one that was famous just a couple years ago?
Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Shaun of the Dead was
huge.
That's
the one that brought zombies back into the mainstream, isn't it?
It kind of did, because that one was, I'm making fun of zombie movies, and yet I'm a really good zombie movie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like postmodern.
All right. I think people love the... I think people love the apocalypse stories. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah, 2012.
People, you know, right now, what's hot? We have stories about catastrophes, like 2012 is coming out.
The Book of Eli, The Road.
All this apocalyptic shit is all these worldwide catastrophes, global warming, we're all dead in 10 years. All this shit is happening right now.
Oh, yeah, knowing.
It's, you know, they can spin their CGI, you know, magic. And they just like, all right, now we're going to do all these stories again because we can't do it on a computer.
Speaking of which, since we're on a little side note here, go demand Paranormal Activity for, well, actually, you guys live in Chicago. It's already playing in Chicago.
Did you see it?
No, but I saw previews for it, and it looks freaking great.
Paranormal Activity?
Is it
a movie?
Yeah.
I saw the trailer. It does look pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it costs to make it?
Probably like $70.
$15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's it about?
That's awesome. It's using CGI in the way you like.
Which is?
To make it look like it's normal, like a regular camera.
Yes.
With things happening that are like CGI, but you can't really tell. Like, not like,
okay.
Oh, there's a monster, but like, how is that happening?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. There must be a ghost in the house.
Like
it's like night
CGI
vision.
Where you like zoom around all the monsters and everything, like go through their legs. Like,
no.
How would
no.
this happen?
No, really? like what Cloverfield pretended to be. Like that, but for real.
Is it a guy holding a camera? Running around
No,
with
they
camera?
Set up a camera in their house because they think it's haunted.
Oh!
And they're trying to catch it.
Oh, I'm liking it.
And they're trying to catch what happened. So it looks like that's what actually happened.
Yeah. I demanded it for Cedar Lake. There was 14 of us.
In the whole city?
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta ask my brother about that. Paranormal... What is wrong with me today? Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. You're going to have to look it up. We should probably plan to go see it, because it is playing in Chicago.
I would love to go see it. I would love to have a movie bonfire, actually a movie bonfire, where we all went to see the movie.
That would be sweet.
Definitely.
That'd be awesome.
I'm down. Paranormal Activity.
We'll figure out when it's playing.
Or as Will calls it, Parabola. All right. I give Dawn of the Dead an A. My favorite zombie movie I've ever seen.
I'll give it an A. I liked it a lot. Even though it...
You fucker. I told you you were faking it.
It's not a perfect movie. A minus.
See, the problem is now I'm comparing it to Zombieland.
That's okay.
It's more of a B plus once I've seen Zombieland.
Wow.
Damn, I gotta see this movie now.
Yeah, me too. All right. Word.
See ya.